wisdom is in we. And we are the carriers. The carrier which is ever changing by the message. Look at the messengers and the message, and hand to hand, like a rally up to us. Yes.
That splendor which grew from Adam and which the hand of Seth gathered, therefore Adam, when he saw that, made him his vicar. Since Noah had enjoyment of that jewel, he showered pearls in the air of the sea of soul. From that mighty radiance, the spirit of Abraham went fearlessly into the flames of the fire. When Ishmael fell into the stream thereof, he laid his head before his flashing knife.
I don't know why I doubt that you're listening really carefully. John was not, he was sleeping. Are you listening carefully? What is he saying? Mm-hmm. What was it? Listen carefully. It starts with what? A light, a gift from God to Adam, right? Then it's agriculture, cultivating. And something will grow out of the hand of Adam. Means beginning of the word is culture, cultivation of that knowledge. The second verse is which grow from the hand or from the Adam, and the hand of Sheath picked it up. So this is how the culture works, right? It was cultivated. Then what? Then Noah, by having the benefit of that essence, he became in the air of the ocean full of jewels. The one who was looking for the essence, he became full of jewelries. And there the courage will come to face the fire. Go in the fire. Then you will understand that by sacrificing your physical existence, you could step up. So step by step, you will see the analysis of enlightenment. Process of enlightenment from light of the Adam up to now. That's the subject, isn't it? We're talking about light, right? See the light. Light comes from what? Light is given to someone. And that will grow. Second one should pick it up. This is the hand of the sheath. Sheath is the guy that you don't know him. You don't really pay attention to him. I don't know why. He was a little bit younger only. About 1,000 years younger, right? From Abel and Cain. Sheath is the third child of Adam and Eve. He will pick it up, okay? After picking up the light of knowledge, you have to go and seek it to find the ocean, because that light, the essence of wisdom, will lead you to the ocean. The ocean will enrich you. So this is that enrichment, right? After that enrichment, you lose your fear. So you could go in the fire. It means what? Now you are capable of using the knowledge. Go in the knowledge. Don't worry. Knowledge doesn't burn you anymore, because you already changed yourself. Now you are full of essence. So the fire will burn only your form. So the danger is lesser. And this, look at the Ishmael. Ishmael find himself falling in his grief. Means Ishmael didn't do anything. He's not a big hero. The father is the hero who wants to sacrifice him. But Ishmael? Ishmael will surrender and will accept all the prices. Then, after all that, after you sacrifice your ego in the temple of love, then the warmth will come to you and you will be able. Who is the most able guy? Imagine doing this to iron. Bending the iron. David, that we know him from that beautiful moment and his war, mainly he works with iron. Do you know why? God likes a fellow who will make it blacksmith. Why not a jewel maker? A blacksmith? What's good in blacksmith? Blacksmith is for one thing. Blacksmith who works fantastic with the iron will make the best sword and the best defensive vest. Both. He will make those metallic vests to protect, and of course, this is two sides of war. One is attacking, the other one is defending, and he was main in defense. But the guy was none of this. This was his job. He was the best singer. He had the best voice. But in here, you pay attention to that because he was able. This is what you want. Why do you want the knowledge to add to your abilities? Then you will be able. And after that, you could order and push the things around because everybody will be your slave. That's when you are healthy. You will become Solomon. Then you go on and on and on. Listen carefully. These are the steps of changes in each of us. Change the form. The essence will be changed. Next step, next step, next step. This is how we grow up. It all starts with one thing. That gift, that light which is given to us, right? Then cultivation and all of this, yes?
The soul of David was heated by its rays. Iron became soft in his hand loom. When Solomon was suckled on union with it, the demon became a thrall to his command and obedient. When Jacob bowed his head to the destiny, it illumined his eye with the scent of his son.
You see how amazing is this? If you wanted to narrate the story of Jacob, who was Jacob?
The father of Joseph.
You see how long the story of his life is? He started from war and this and that and marrying and being this and having so many children and all that. But here he will pick up Jacob for one thing only. One moment of his life, right? Not his entire life and prophecy and all that. That moment, that from the smell of Joseph, his eyes will open. The guy had the eyes. He lost it because he cried. Those are not. We are talking about your eye being open. When? When you smell this stuff. Remember that. That's the only thing we can do. Why are you doing that? Because this is this beautiful garden, huh? And it's beautiful, lovely. But can I bring it here? No way. What can I do? Rumi said, I will bring one piece of rose. So you will smell it. Then you should follow your nose, because that's all. That's all we can do. We will make It seemed 2 hours play of a love story just for you to feel the smell of love, to follow it. That's what it is. Therefore, Jacob is here for that single moment, that with that smell, he gained his eyes. And after that, what will happen? The Joseph himself, yes.
When the moon-faced Joseph beheld that sun, he became so wide awake in the interpretation of dreams.
Next step is, you will learn to interpret the dreams. Because for the moment, dreams are, for you, are wishes, wild wishes. Wild wishes which will end. Remember the beginning of this book? Black Lion, do you remember it? The guy, stupid guy who wanted the spell of Jesus, at the end is that black lion. So this is it. But if you see that light, if you see that sun, means if you are enlightened. Remember, this is Ishraq, means sunrise. When you see that sun, then you know what the dream is all about. Yes?
When the rod drank water from the hand of Moses, it made one mouthful of Pharaoh's empire. When Jesus, the son of Mary, found its ladder, he sped to the topmost height of the fourth dome.
Do you remember the ladder? I talked about the ladder here, remember? Knowledge is a ladder. Step by step you learn and all that, right? Jesus, here we're talking about that part. He went to the fourth level. You know, fourth level is the sun. Do you know that, about that kind of astronomy? Yeah, they start from Earth. So, first one will be moon. Then will be those two planets, then is the sun. Sun is the fourth one. And for us, is the middle, because we have seven steps. And the first part, you could go with knowledge. The second part, knowledge cannot take you. Do you remember the story? Muhammad. A limousine sent for Muhammad. This is Gabriel. Gabriel will take him to the fourth one and say, I'm sorry, this is my limit. I cannot fly anymore. My feathers will be burned. You should walk it. The rest he will walk. Imagine how silly this story is made. Because there is a point that knowledge will take you half the way. The rest you have to go with heart. Barefooted, remember? Remember our king, barefoot king. That's what it is. Because you climb up, you learn, but that's it. The rest is something else. Here, you see, Jesus went up to the fourth one, means he knew everything now. Yes?
When Muhammad gained that kingdom and felicity, he in a moment clave the disk of the moon in two halves.
So you see what happened? What is the comparison between Muhammad and Jesus here? Jesus went to the fourth planet, remember? And Muhammad split the first one. Because moon is the first one, then the sun is the fourth one, right? And you know, splitting, analyzing. He analyzed the message. The other one took it to the top of knowledge. The next one did the analysis for you. He said, this is it, readable, read it, think about it. Yes?
When Abu Bakr became a signal example of favor, he became the companion of such a king as Siddiq.
Here he goes to nickname of these fellows, because these nicknames are chosen very carefully in a way. You tell me on the alien now. Huh? Do you prefer the six-year-old boy or the alien? Now I mean six-year-old boy. You might get worse for yourself. Okay, six-year-old boy comes to you and you say, I'm sorry, I hear a lot of these blah, 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 blahs of these roomy stuff you're going and reading and stuff. And I see a lot of miracles.